Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, brought to you for the community, for the well-being of everyone involved. Thank you for tuning in today and listening. My name is Scott Dudley. Maria, who does the perfect intros, isn't here today. I've got a new way to communicate with us, and we encourage you to use it to make sure that it works. It's email, and we have an email address, which let me give it to you. It's wellnessradio, all small letters, no spaces, right? Wellnessradio at co.imperial.ca.us, which parenthetically is like everybody's county email. If you address us at that radio, at that email, then Marie and I get it both in our boxes at the same time. We fight over who gets to answer it, and no, it's your turn. and we get back to you, and it's a nice way to communicate. One of the things we could do with that is any really cool email questions, we could bring them on the air and talk them over and get it out here, and that would be another way that we could invite you into the room, as it were. So wellnessradio at co.imperial.ca.us. Thank you so much. We look forward to hearing from you. Our guest today is Julio Camargo. He's an MFT intern, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And a mental health counselor for Imperial County Behavioral Health.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing the behavioral health thing with us?
Since 2006, actually. So I'm going on, 7 years?
Yeah. Wow. Are you 7-year itch yet, or?
What is it?
Are you ready for your 7-year itch?
There's one.
Is there like some career moment there where you?
No, not really.
Okay. Now you're an intern, which means you're in the process of getting licensed.
Yeah.
All of your hours are supervised. You have a clinical supervisor with a license.
Yeah, I do.
And eventually you'll be taking the test and getting your own license.
I hope so.
How close are you?
I'm pretty close, actually. So hopefully this year that'll happen.
And
I'll start prepping and maybe taking my test.
So when you pass your test, is that like getting the little baby and the bread? Does that mean you're going to throw us all like a huge party or something?
Possible. I haven't gotten that far. I think I'm not as...
I think the whole community would benefit from a Julio Camargo thrown, sponsored, paid for party
license.
To celebrate your licensure.
Yeah, make it a public event.
It would be wonderful. Okay, and we'll announce that on Let's Talk About It, you know, the minute we hear about it from you. So we'll stay in close contact.
All right.
All right, so today's show, this is the last show of Depression Month. And we've saved the best for last, obviously.
Oh.
Because you work in the adult clinic, correct?
I do, yeah.
And we're all adults in the room here, so
It's
all about us now. You know, all month long I've been going, children, what would children have to be depressed about? SpongeBob and, you know, long breaks from school. Life is good. You know, young adults, you know, they've got smartphones and cute people running around. And, but now we're with adults.
Yeah.
Adults, we know we have plenty to be depressed about.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things for adults? I mean, first of all, is it really just about life stressors, or are there other things involved in depression?
You know what? I think that's a good, perfect question to start talking about this, because in essence, research shows the exact causes of depression aren't really known, just like so many things in mental health, just like so many things in health in general. Our bodies, our minds are still like, I mean, there's still vast ways to go in terms of really understanding how they work. But there are definitely so far things that
can I say that to my wife the next time she thinks I'm not acting correctly or something?
Yeah, by all means.
I'm vast and mysterious, and we don't really understand why.
That's what I use, and it's worked so far. So.
I'm going to duck when I say it, all right?
Yeah.
I can feel that one coming.
Yeah. I hope my wife isn't listening, by the way.
You go. Yeah, you have some explaining to do when you get home. So you could be, like, for example, you could be the person that I would look at and say, wow, Julio's got the best life on earth. He's got a great wife. He's got a great job. He's economically secure. He's got the wonderful house. He's got the house on the corner. He can swim. You know, whatever your list of wonderful attributes are, but you could still be depressed, huh?
Exactly. And I think that's what makes depression, like several other factors that we have to deal with today, day by day, such a, I guess, a pervasive thing, such a damaging illness, because it's that's exactly what it is. It's an illness. And the fact that, like you said, you know, you could seem to be the person that has it all,
mm-hmm.
but still, you know, be pretty prone to suffer from depression.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.